It's an octagonal cooler with a 7-foot diameter. And the floor is revolving, and there's a crowd out there watching. And right now, I'm trying to get the plastic off this 90-pound block of butter. I'm Linda Christensen. I've been doing butter sculpture here. This is my 32nd year.
Hello, my name is Jessica Felling. I'm from Stearns County, where I live in Sauk Center, where my family milks about 500 dairy cows. The first time I saw the butterheads, I think I was about 9 years old, and my aunt and uncle brought me here to the state fair, and I was just amazed by it. I never imagined I'd be here getting it done.
Actually, butter is probably the best medium that I can work with. I worked with clay quite a bit, and still do, but it drags on your tools in a way that butter doesn't. The butter, particularly when it's salted, salt seems to make a difference. The butter just comes, you can dry your tools through so smoothly, and it gets such a nice surface. I would guess, what was that, maybe 3 pounds right there that I sliced off and threw in this bucket. This isn't really serious sculpture, obviously, but Minnesotans are very proud of this crazy tradition, this butter sculpture. Now I'm going to take my gloves off and open the door and let a little warm air in here. And the surface should get just enough of a melt to it that I can smooth this down with my hands fairly easily. I can just feel that my fingers slide on that little surface of butter. Warm butter. Okay. There you are.
Wow. It looks a lot like me. It does. It's kind of scaring me though, because I've never had anything like this happen to me. I think that is the most asked question of every dairy princess. What are you going to do with your sculpture? I'm not quite sure what I'm doing with mine, but I'll probably donate it if there's any community events, or I'll give it to family and friends. And I love to cook, so I'm sure I'll bake with it a lot. And I definitely don't want to just save it. I want to use it up because it's butter and it shouldn't be wasted.
This year's Minnesota State Fair ends on Labor Day. Our story was produced by the Minnesotan, Steve Nelson.